Always a pleasure checking in with our next guest who holds our hand through a variety of financial, what seems to be one crisis after another. I mean, if you look at what's going on, a lot of people don't pay attention or don't seemingly care, which is astonishing to me that, for example, since this administration began, the inflation rate went from 1.4% to 8.3%. Gas prices, you're a little bit more aware of because they hit you every day, but they went from about $2.39 a gallon in the last administration to all over the place now. I don't know what the average is now, 3-something. Mortgage rates were 2.65%. I know, I got one, 2.65%. They were last checked in the 7 area right now. So as you can see, things are not as good from a financial standpoint as they were. On the other hand, we watch what happens with the Federal Reserve, and we kind of are at their mercy. And then we call upon David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager, with reactions, for example, to Jerome Powell's meeting on the economy. And he's now saying that they could slow the rate increases at their next meeting. The Federal Reserve Chair speaks, we all listen, and David Sowerby does the interpretation for us. Good morning, David.
Terrific morning, Paul. Good morning.
And so the guy speaks, we all listen, and then what happens?
And markets rally. They were up 3% to the good yesterday. You know, most important that when Chairman Powell's comments were just simply low inflation is my objective. Price stability is the number one objective of the Federal Reserve Board. It's certainly good that he's got the religion now, that he's maybe become a monetarist again, that too much money chases inflation. And markets were up 3%. Now, go figure. A similar speech he gave on in late August, speech.
Yeah, totally
very
different
similar
reaction.
Speech. Down 3%, not up 3%. I thought both speeches were on the mark, but the stock market certainly interpreted them differently, owing to just simply that we're gonna slow down interest rate increases and we're closer to the end.
That's astonishing, isn't it? It's impossible to figure what's going on all the time, but we'll take it when the market goes up as it has. A much better reception than the late August. I think they refer to it as the Jackson Hole speech.
Yes.
Now, do you think inflation rates have peaked?
I do, but even at 6% or 8% inflation, they're far too high. You and I've had the conversation. Inflation is a tax. It takes away purchasing power. That is a detriment to consumers. It's a detriment especially to a capital-intensive state like Michigan. But, yes, inflation rates, I think, have peaked. And if you and I are having a conversation in 9 months, we'll be thinking about maybe 4% inflation rates.
Well, what about a more tolerable 3%? Is that, if I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, can I also dream of that, or is that out of the question?
You should. You should ask Santa Chair Powell for a 3% inflation rate. He even talks about a 2% inflation rate. If he can get into the high twos or the low threes, I think the Fed will figure that they've gotten it pretty much mission accomplished. But I go back to 2020, 2021. They are most important, the culprit behind the high inflation we're seeing today.
David Sowerby is Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Portfolio Manager. I mentioned some of those figures going back to the last administration. Let's see here. Average rent prices, $1,600, now up to $2,000. Grocery prices increased 3.7% back in the day. Now they've increased 13.5%. What's it take to get people to understand? And maybe you'll tell them they don't have to, but for investors and others in Michigan, for investors and for the whole state of Michigan, why do you say we should care so much about inflation? I know the answer, but I'm asking the question.
I'll go back. It's a tax. It takes away purchasing power, number one. Two, if you think your incomes are going to grow and grow faster than the rate of inflation, you'll be mistaken, because when inflation rates go high, they always win the race and outpace what your income is going up. So your inflation-adjusted income goes negative. High inflation rates above 4 to 5% usually lead to negative real rates of return for the stock market. We're seeing that today. There's a number of reasons why high inflation is a problem. And to the good, you mentioned it very well. When you can get mortgages and afford a home at 2.5%, 3.5% fixed rate mortgages, think about how much farther your dollar goes for you, the household, same for the company you work with. That's also a byproduct, low interest rates, low inflation.
You'd think that that's something that people would just sense and feel, how much more money they have for other things in their household, for their family, in their lives, or even for saving and looking toward their future when they save on all these other things. You know, high gas prices are a tax as well, and any number of other ways that we've been affected. You think the Federal Reserve, Washington, D.C. overall, do you think that they have learned a little something here on policy, on inflation? You can't spend like drunken sailors and not expect this kind of a reaction.
Right. You can't print money endlessly and think that the sugar bus is going to last for the stock market and the economy. It ultimately ends. I hope at the end of the day where the Fed missed it when they were too stimulative too long is maybe for the monetarist school of thought, Milton Friedman, that just simply says that when you grow money too fast, it results in high inflation, that they remember that. They're faster to address it this time than they were in the late 60s and 1970s. That's to their good, because they've seen what the detriment was to the economy, to the Michigan economy, in the 70s and late 70s and early 80s, when we had a really kill high inflation with high interest rates, and we suffered.
Last 20 seconds here. How's Michigan doing overall financially?
Pretty good. Unemployment rate in the low 4% range. Car sales are coming back. That's all pretty good.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, David. On your way, and appreciate the help as always. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
My pleasure. Enjoy the holidays, and we can spend with a little more confidence.
David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager, on this Thursday, December 1st edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.